95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Find your place on the dial. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Airwaves powered by your friends and neighbors. You see, I came up on the battles, believed in meritocracy.
From the Say Magazine studios in Bradenton, Florida, welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome Lisa LaRue, a Cherokee Nation keyboardist, composer, and trailblazer in progressive rock, with a career spanning more than three decades. Known for her cinematic, symphonic sound, and powerful storytelling, Lisa joins us to talk about her latest album, Forged from Fire. She'll be stopping by in 30 minutes to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians.
Hello, Indigenous in Music. Support for this program comes from TwoBuffalo.MyAmsoil.com, part of the AmSoil network, offering synthetic lubricants for automotive and recreational use. Information about AmSoil products and independent dealer opportunities are available in your area. Learn more at TwoBuffalo.MyAmsoil.com.
Let's start our journey. We're going to take off from the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma. Music now from our guest, Lisa LaRue. Here is The Invisible Horizon.
Oh,
That's Lisa LaRue. She'll be in our spotlight in 25 minutes. All right, here's Exit, Reservation of Education, Tom B.
Now it's called cachonda.
Music from the Blue Mountain Tribe, Pray for Our Planet, from the Old Great Warrior album. Monterey down to Miami. Here's the Mavericks. Back in your arms again. I'm Larry Kay. Let's hook it up.
Once I said I'd never want your love again. You showed up tonight and proved me wrong. Things I said I'd never do since you heard I was through. But here I am, back in your arms.
Sweet music that the band had played. and me.
Music from Freight Train. Don't stop the music. Yeah, I'd like to invite you over to our homepage, indigenousinmusic.com. Come on over. All of our past shows are there. Everything is archived. And our Say Magazine library. All of our guests get featured in there. Say Mag. All right, down to Nashville. Nashville, here we go. Crystal Shawanda, I'm not your baby.
I'm not your baby. You don't run me no more. Give me my bottle and away to the door. You won't hear me crying, but you'll be walking the floor. 'Cause I'm pushing and shoving, we should have been loving, and now I'm leaving this crib. Keep all the toys, I don't need little boys, and don't want none of your limb. Think I would crawl, break down and fall. Man, you're out of your mind. I don't need no daddy, I can find my way out just fine. I'm not your baby. You don't run me no mind. Oh, give me my bottle and away to the door. You're coming, you're finally getting your way. Come on, you say story and say that you're sorry. I've run out of reasons to stay.
You could believe it, so now I'm believing, and don't try to turn it around. Check yourself, I've had enough, and you can drag me down. I'm not your baby. You don't run me no more. Oh, give me my bottle and away to the door. You won't hear me crying, but you'll be one.
Say, we're going to take a short break. We will be right back with our guest, Lisa LaRue. We just keep doing it right. We're indigenous styling it.
Foolish when sometimes, but it's still my birthday.
We're doing it the indigenous way.
Every day.
And it all starts at indigenousandmusic.com. Did you know Indigenous in Music also accepts vehicles as donations too? The proceeds from the sale of your car, truck, SUV, RV, and even boat will help us continue our mission to support Indigenous entrepreneurs. To learn more on how you can donate a vehicle and how you can schedule for your free pickup, call us here at Indigenous in Music at 612-432-0057 or complete the online donation at indigenousinmusic.com and click on Make a Donation. Bring in the medicine that you need and makes you feel good. We are Indigenous in Music. From the Say Magazine studios in Bradenton, Florida, welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight Interview. I'm Larry Kay.
tonight, we welcome Cherokee Nation keyboardist and composer Lisa LaRue, a powerhouse in progressive rock for over three decades. She's here to talk about her new album, Forged from Fire, from the musical journey that she's been on that's helped shape her signature symphonic sound. It's her first visit to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Lisa LaRue. Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
Yo, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, nice to have you on. Where are you calling in from tonight?
I am in Topeka, Kansas, just 30 miles away from Haskell University.
Wow. And the weather, how's it like?
It is gorgeous, inspiring, beautiful, 68.
Great, great. Well, nice to have you on the show and see you. And it's your first visit. Why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about the new album, Forged from Fire. So go ahead.
Great. Yeah, I have been playing keyboards since I was about 3 years old. I started playing by ear, and my grandmother really fostered that in me. And so, you know, I did the typical thing of, you know, wanting to be in bands and, you know, playing along with records and radio and stuff. And so eventually, in the 1990s, I got a wild hair one day on my birthday. It was December 27th, right after Christmas, and I decided that my New Year's resolution would be to get a record deal.
Right on.
And so I just wrote this big, long proposal and sent it over to Tom B. at Sound of America Records.
Oh, wow.
And as part of my proposal, this was going to be a CD that had songs that honored Native women, and each song would have a fine art painting in a booklet done by Joan Hill, who was the most awarded female Indian artist, and she's my cousin. So I was like, yeah, Joan will do it. I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
Nice.
So I wrote this up, and I sent it to Tom, and he called me before New Year's even started. He called me, and he said, hey, what you got? I'm up for this.
Wow.
So I started working on his Natural Visions label, because that was kind of at the time they called it New Age, but it was really the only thing that fit something that was almost all keyboards, you know, so that's where they put me. And I learned a lot from Tom and his family, his son Robbie, and just and other artists on the label. And I was so honored, like Russell Means was on SOAR.
Nice.
Just some really great people. And life happens, and my life kind of went different directions, and I ended up doing progressive rock in kind of a mainstream progressive rock music, and I did a lot of albums, and I worked with people, John Payne from the band Asia, we worked together on three albums, and
wow.
Michael Sadler from Saga, and I was really focusing kind of at that point on the progressive rock, but at the same time, I was doing music with, I did a Cherokee Nation children's songs in the Cherokee language. It got nominated for an Emmy.
Nice.
And, you know, projects like that. And then I quit for 10 years because of health issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided that I was going to make a comeback, and I was going to do an album that was all about, usually I'm not like this, but it was all about me.
Mm-hmm.
I never did anything about me, but I let my own life inspire what the album was going to be about all the key moments in my life
yes.
that have gotten me to where I am today.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Forged from Fire is about. And it's kind of a welcome back, Lisa, to the music world kind of album, because I'm prepping people for my next album, which is a really important one called The Red Dress, that'll be about missing and murdered Indigenous women. And it will be more tailored to things that are important to all of us Native people and important for other people in the world to know about.
Mm-hmm. Nice, nice. I can't wait. Now, you're known for your keyboard work. When you begin a song, do you start with melody, theme, or story? And how do you build those huge arrangements? They're beautiful music that you compose.
Thank you. Usually I start with a melody and chords, but a lot of and just do that on the piano. The piano itself may end up not even being on that song when it's finished, but it gives me a base to start orchestrating
sure.
around. And I love orchestrating. That's the thing
yeah.
I really and then I just keep adding to it. Sometimes I've been known to take bits and pieces of songs that never went anywhere and kind of put them together.
Oh, wow. Cool.
It's progressive rock. You can do anything
yeah.
like that. So, yeah, I hardly ever start with lyrics, though,
okay.
hardly ever.
Interesting, interesting. Now, you collaborate with artists from around the world.
What do you look for in a musical partner, and who helped bring Forge from Fire to life?
Yeah, normally it used to be I would work with people who were that I admired, mm-hmm. admired their work, and it's their work spoke to me. Or like I did an album with a guy named John Timothy, a Muscogee Creek flute player. I met John because he worked in a museum shop, and they had my CD from Soar in there, and he started playing one of my songs on his flute.
Cool.
So that was a given. We had to work together, you know.
Bam.
But Forged from Fire was mainly myself and my husband, who's a progressive rock artist, guitarist, singer. So he sings most of the tracks on there. And mainly it was me and a lot of production work and my keyboard.
Okay. Well, you'd never know, but you'd do a good job.
Thank you.
For sure. Now, as a citizen of the Cherokee Nation, how does your indigenous roots influence your creativity, your storytelling, and your emotional tone of your music?
The emotional tone is probably the most important part influenced by. I worked for my tribe for about 30 years in language, history, and culture.
Oh, okay.
And so those people that I was around and the elders and the storytellers taught me like to be truthful and transparent, and the stories I tell sometimes, I normally, you know, most people wouldn't talk about some of those things that I did on Forged from Fire, like my childhood and abuse and things mm-hmm. like that. But I decided that the elders had taught me that it was important to tell those stories as long as you resolve it with a solution or hope, you know, that there's always hope. And even though you might be going through this right now, dear listener, there's a way you'll get through it just like I did.
Yes.
And so that was a big part of it. And I think also the educational concepts that a lot of my albums, even one of my prog albums has a song called Katua, and it's an instrumental, but it's about the Cherokee's first fire in our first town and where our ceremonies came, you know. So even though it's instrumental, it's in there.
Sure.
It's just as blatant as it will be on the next album or on a few of the ones I've done before.
Right.
But I always think about my family, my grandma, that they all played music in Indian Territory.
Right on.
And I just always think about them. I use a lot of violin sounds because my great-grandfather was a Cherokee fiddler. So
cool.
It's in there even though everybody can't tell it. It's not stereotypical.
Wow, how cool. Lisa, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You can go to my website. It's lisalaruemusic.com, and there's a contact button.
All right. Let's do it. Hook it up. You're tuned in to Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay, and today we're featuring Lisa LaRue. You can also find her in our latest issue of the Say magazine. Learn more about her music and explore all of our interviews anytime at indigenousinmusic.com. Lisa, great to have you on today and learn all about your history and 3 decades of music. Wow, congratulations. Good work.
Thank you.
Yes,
thanks.
Yes. Stay in touch with us for sure.
Oh, I definitely will.
All right. We're going to play you her title track from her new album. Here is Forged from Fire.
And the storm was closing in overhead. back of authority and the bribes and the forgery. So get up, they said, in the Sunday best. Gonna go to glory from an empty nest. It's on to the reckoning. You really could punch down.
That was Forged from Fire, the title track from Lisa LaRue. In case you're just tuning in, Lisa was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music. Music.
Amanda Rayon. 100 years. I'm Larry Kay. Hope you're enjoying today's show. If you missed part of today's show, you can always find us on our homepage at indigenousmusic.com. Here's Dite and the Love Soldiers.
For the king on the throne and the ones that polish stones, for those that kiss the ring and the puppets tied to the string, give me a reason. For the man on the streets and the ones that want his defeat, for the poison in the veins and the pushers who deal in pain, give me a reason. There's trouble.
Thank you. to the floor till I can no more. Step out on the town, this is my homeland. All the girls fall under my spell again. Asking me to stay, girl, you know I can't. Baby, I was born to be a rambling man. Ooh, baby, I'm gonna go. Ooh, down the dusty dirt road. Ooh, come on, take me home. To the floor till I can no more. I wanna go back where I belong. Come on, everybody, won't you sing along? Which way do I go now that I am gone? Flying down the highway, waving Jimmy's songs. I wanna go back where I belong. Come on, everybody, won't you sing along? Flying down the highway, waving Jimmy's songs. Flying down the highway.
That was music from Melody MacArthur and Waylon Jennings. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back. Support for Indigenous and Music with Larry K comes from TwoBuffalo.MyAmsoil.com.
Motorists know AmSoil protects their engines. Did you know it protects much more? Your UTV, your boat's motor, even your firearms. All backed by the power of AmSoil synthetics. One brand, total protection. More info at TwoBuffalo.MyAmSoil.com. AmSoil protects what you love and supports this show. That's TwoBuffalo.MyAmSoil.com.
Indigenous and Music is here for you, bringing you new and original music every week thanks to the financial support of listeners. Because of listeners like you, staying informed is as easy as accessing this stream. Thank you for making Indigenous and Music available around the world. You listen. Give any amount that works for you. Visit us at Indigenous and Music and click to take the support challenge. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs. Time to head up to Minneapolis, Minnesota. Here's Blue Dog with Stomp Dance.
Stomp your feet, get on the floor, shake, shake, shake. Let's do some more. Oh, 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 oh.
I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. That's Blue Dog from Minneapolis, Minnesota. If you missed part of today's show, I'd like to invite you over to where we all hang 24/7, 365. Visit us at indigenousofmusic.com. Indigenousofmusic.com.
Native Voice 1.
KUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The radio expertise you rely on. Let's make radio fun again. Generous support to CKW 95.9 FM is provided by Diversity Food Services. Diversity is a social enterprise committed to a just and fair food economy in Winnipeg. Sleepy Owl at 751 Wall Street is part of the Diversity Food Service family. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Sleepy Owl Bread is a small craft bakery specializing in artisan bread and delicious pastries using fair trade, organic, and certified sustainable suppliers.
Do you have a bad Monday? Is your apathy catching up with you at work? Do you want to unwind to some blisteringly fast and brutal thrash? Tune into Thrash Can Mondays 5 to 6 p.m. here on CKUW.
And now, let's turn up the volume as we head back into the Say Magazine studios in sunny Bradenton, Florida, with your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation.
It's time.